其實喺國泰呢個咁嘅廣龍呢個咁嘅合作行動，第一即係根據 Ronnie 嗰個啱啱講得好清楚咧，其實個 define 即係定義市場嗰方面係好重要嘅。我開宗明義已經講咗，開始第一樣已經講咗啦，唔可以淨係著眼於香港嘅內部市場。其實我哋喺世界競爭嘅，咁呢個第一樣。第二樣嘢咧，其實我哋喺世界競爭咧，喺好多地方咧，譬如喺歐洲啲國家甚至亞洲嘅國家咧，其實佢都係已經有咗一個競爭法例嘅。咁喺我哋喺嗰度當時嘅當地嘅一個活動咧，其實亦都要收到佢嘅，得到佢批准嘅。咁呢啲我哋咪做足嘅嚇。咁第三樣當然你自己本身，你作為一個公司，有住公司嘅聲譽，你都要保障。好似 K 師講齋，呢啲係咪我哋要做到嘅嘢嚟嘅？
Further questions? Yes, Peter. Henry,
各位，就政府嘅競爭政策嘅目標咧，係講高效營商環境，就唔係講公平嘅。咁如果你將法庭咧揼落去呢個營商環境入邊咧，其實佢係高效咗定係低效咗咧咁？頭先好高興聽到湯大狀講話可以用行政指令，就唔經過法庭。如果這個法例是可以造成這樣的效果呢，我是支持的。但是如果要經過法庭呢，我認為呢是會將我們的營商環境複雜化，高成本化，是不值得我們現在去做這樣的事。多謝。
多謝。Casey, 我看那個不是法庭與行政，即是我們當然我們在那個文件裡面，我們是有一個 option 咧，係話希望話，如果有一個 option 話，如果大家係同係覺得係支持嘅話咧，我哋盡量用嗰、那個即係嗰個commission 用個行政手段裏邊咧，係去處理呢件事。咁我哋覺得呢樣嘢都係應該係一個好可行嘅，同埋好多時咧屬於一啲即係要大家仲係要摸索下點樣建立公平競爭之下，其實呢個係做得到嘅。但係原則上嚟講，即係當然咁做法咧係為咗減低個成本，但係原則上嚟講，我覺得如果嗰個法庭係仍然處理呢件事係依法嘅，係有理嘅。我又唔係覺得呢個好大嘅問題。咁但係我諗最主要係個條文點寫啫。如果法例寫得係好，大家係即係覺得係好清晰，嗰個要取締嘅行為係好清晰嘅話，即係呢個就係我諗，同埋我覺得就係嗰個問題嘅關鍵。
嗯。
So, any further questions?
剛才我剛剛都經歷了一個競爭，希望那個競爭是拿支麥不同這個知名程度和衣著有關，那就 OK 的。我其實就想講一講，就我是即是歡迎是有一個跨行業的競爭的法例，但我也希望提出就說有些行業現在是做一個所謂叫自我規管的模式。如果這些行業的自我規管模式它本身不能夠真的達到一個行業互相制衡的效果的話，那我不知道這個法例會不會不適用於這些行業呢？譬如說我剛才說自我規管，我舉一個比較具體的例子，譬如說保險業，保險業現在是自我規管的，那行業裡面有什麼角色呢？當然有保險公司啦，保險公司也有主要分兩類，我們講零售層面的保險公司，不講再保的保險公司，有人壽保險公司，有一般保險公司，也有中介的角色的人士，也有經紀和代理兩類，當然一定有客戶，政府當然也是其中一環。但是當然我想在座未必有多少人士熟悉保險業的制度的運作，但我大膽說這個行業制度，這個自我規管是完全無效的，保險公司是完全主導了整個行業的秩序，所以在那個中介人的層面完全沒有辦法做到一個真正維護消費者利益的功能。如果我用一個比較簡單的說法，經紀是代表客戶去投保的，代理是代表保險公司去處理投保的，但是我完全看不到經紀在個制度之下真真正正可以維護客人的利益，他們只是成為保險公司利有的一群，而代理呢只是成為保險公司威逼的一群。 咁喺咁嘅情況之下，因為我睇過嗰個簡單，我都立一立過嗰個六月今年六月出嗰個報告啦，就話除咗個七宗嘅行為，而家被建議咧，睇下可唔可以去即係將佢成為一個法例。但係就亦都俾咗一個機會政府咧，就話如果有一啲嘅情況係可以俾個豁免嘅。當然我唔反對有豁免，但係如果因為嗰個行業有一個自我規管，我曾經唔係呢個論壇聽到嘅，曾經喺一啲傳媒嘅地方聽到一啲社會嘅人士啦，就建議政府如果推行呢個法例咧，就應該讓一啲已經有一個專責嘅部門嘅行業豁免咗佢出去。咁但係而家保險有一個叫保險業監理處，但係呢個監理處係咪有足夠嘅職能去監管呢個行業咧？係100%冇嘅。我曾經向過呢個保險業監理處提過一啲問題，我話如果保險公司我有實質嘅證據證明佢用一啲非常暴利嘅手法去榨取行嘅保單入邊嘅利益，你哋會唔會處理啊？佢話唔會。咁我話點解你唔處理啊？因為我哋即係我而家當係保監啦，我哋嘅職責只係監管保險公司嗰個所謂嗰個 insolvency， 佢有冇足夠錢去賠？咁所以如果佢喺商營嘅手法裏邊去榨取行嘅利益，或者甚至乎一啲所謂我叫反競爭行為咧，佢係不會介入。甚至喺個網站亦都清楚講明佢嘅職能咧，佢永遠都係無權介入保險公司與客人之間嘅商業糾紛。咁所以如果今次咁高興，我聽到有一個即係公平競爭政策去探討，想希望將佢立法咧，希望可以徹底啲。即係除咗個七宗罪之外咧，係咪可以跨行業得嚟？有啲獨特嘅行業，有啲問題，有啲手法係應該要睇嘅咧？我因為時間我都想留多啲俾其他人啦，我講多少少嘅啫。譬如舉個例，而家尤其是人壽保險公司咧，係佢哋借助咗呢個行業嘅自我規管咧，係主動地實施緊呢啲反競爭行為，而一般保險公司咧係被動地利用呢、這個自我規管嘅立闢咧，去造就咗一個反競爭嘅環境，俾佢哋做緊生意。咁而如果以人壽保險公司嚟講咧，譬如有啲儲蓄保單咧，而家任何政府部門都冇辦法去查佢哋盤數，佢點樣公平地去派嗰個儲蓄俾客人，或者個利率，無論存放利率，因為借貸利率，完全冇監管嘅。嚇，唔該曬。
多謝你。呢個問題我請
其實咧就話呢位先生啱啱所講嘅情況咧，就係話保險行業，咁就正正係工業總會所建議就話 sector specific， 即係話規管某一嗱，即係話如果我哋要立法嘅，咁係咪話呢個行業有咩問題，有咩情況係令到唔公平地生存嘅話咧？咁我哋喺呢個 sector specific 就針對呢個行業去做嘢。如果唔係咧，你話一個 cross sector 一定要普及性嘅話咧，最大嘅問題就話原來冇受影響嘅嗰啲行業咧，都因為呢個立咗法之後咧受到影響。我諗我最擔心就係話我哋惡劣咗個營商環境。雖然我哋頭先都有講者講話，香港係需要與時並進，同世界其他地方接軌。咁人哋有，我哋冇，好似我哋唔夠公正，咁我哋就需要某種程度嘅立法。我係講
嗰樣嘢，好快啫。雖然我尊重位講者嘅嗰個問題，但我希望我哋唔好因為個講者嘅一段説話咧，就對保險業咧施以咧行業嘅監管。所以呢個就係行業監管嗰個可怕性，就係可能我哋好冒然行事。咁但係當然，如果喺個公平競爭法跨行業嗰個關卡之下咧，呢啲行為咧其實係可以咧，有啲行為可以納入呢個裏邊去研究嘅，因為嗰個 abuse of market dominance 嗰樣嘢咧，其實可以咧，有啲情係可以咧，係應該係可以嗰個覆蓋面咧，有可能咧係可以考慮有啲行呢啲行為嘅。咁啊，當然你提嘅問題咧，其實我哋都要睇下咧。嗰有時我哋傾緊個消費者嘅權益啊，好多事咧，因為我自己消費者委員會嘅。有些問題咧，唔係完全競爭嗰個行為嚟嘅，有些係關於嗰、那個即係係嗰個係關於資訊啊嘅點樣披露啊，咁呢啲係我哋要將呢啲嘢分開，我哋唔好冚唪唥擺曬落呢個框架度，因為有啲嘢要另外用另一方法處理佢。
好。Okay. Yes, that gentleman over there, next to Honourable Ronnie Tom. Yes.
Williams, Hong Kong Polytechnic University. I'd just like to start with a quote. A rather famous man, Rupert Murdoch, once said that monopoly is a terrible thing until you have it. he spent many years achieving just that status in the media business,
yes.
And I'm sure I wouldn't like to give it up. I'd like to address a few of the points that have been raised.
Yeah.
Firstly, about regulatory burden.
Yes.
The position of the Federation presumably is that there shouldn't be any regulation at all. We shouldn't have environmental legislation or employment legislation because all of it inevitably includes a regulatory burden and a compliance cost. Well, clearly we can't do that. I think the issue of regulatory burden is very overblown on competition matters.
Mm-hmm.
I think international companies have to comply with these regulations in most developed economies in the world, and once you've accepted they're there, they're just part of the cost of doing business. And so the incremental cost is actually very small, I think. The litigation burden, yes, there will be a litigation burden if you break the law. But that's the same with any law.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is to know what the law says, to understand it and comply with it. If you do that, your litigation burden should be very, very, very light indeed. Again, the worry of these small industries about frivolous claims and so on, just look at overseas experience. You really don't have to worry about these things. It's not an issue you have to be concerned with. If you look at all or most developed economies, their filtering processes and mechanisms to make sure that the law isn't abused in this way. As regards coverage of the law, I would say that personally, I quite agree with what's been said about the telecom situation, that if you don't have coverage for mergers and acquisitions, you'll inevitably achieve dominance and market power. And that could, of course, lead to a complete extinguishment of competition altogether. So it seems to me that we don't necessarily have to have it immediately. But as in telecom, the merger and acquisition regime came in 3 years, 4 years after the initial provisions. And that was partly to give regulatory certainty because of legal requirements that lawyers wanted to know where they stood.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to me that we will have to do this. One last point on the M&A point. If you're going to be running a cartel at the moment, and that's prohibited because that will be a behavioral matter, well, of course, the logical thing is to say, we can't run a cartel anymore, we will have a large fine or be disqualified as director, let's merge. And if we merge, we can raise our prices, increase our efficiency and our profits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you do that, of course, it shows that the need for an M&A regime is probably there. So I think you have to think about it very carefully. Thank you.
Thank you. Any response from Cliff?
Yeah. Well, actually, I would say the legislation, I'm not totally against legislation after all. However, a minimum intervention is what I address strongly, because right now we are seeing more and more, you know, forms of intervention on conducting a business in Hong Kong, and a new legislation would mean that we have to comply. Again, I said we have to comply with a newly formulated regulation, and then when we do that, it adds cost to doing the business. How we rate adding this cost, from a Hong Kong perspective, if we were to stand against New York or, you know, Tokyo, London, and if they have those laws, should we also have that law so that foreign investors would think that they're using a level playing field? However, right now, people come into Hong Kong not because we don't have that law. If we were to implement some kind of a new system, it adds cost, and that's my most concern.
I see. Thank you. Yes, please.
我係姓譚嘅譚總，係香港保險業聯會嘅總幹事。所以你知道我會想講幾句説話咧，就係回應頭先位朋友講關於保險業嘅一個自我監管呢樣嘢。咁呢個題目係相當大嘅，不過咧，我想講一講咧就係、基本上咧，其中一個公平競爭嘅精神咧，個精髓就係消費者有足夠嘅選擇。咁我俾少數字大家參考一下啦。香港呢個保險市場係一個競爭非常之激烈嘅市場嚟嘅。咁就算壽險公司同埋非壽險公司加埋咧，有180多家。
嗯、
Top 10嗰啲咧，好多時咧佔市場嘅佔有率咧都唔夠三成嘅。嗱，如果睇一個有啲數字咧，譬如勞工保險嚟講咧，保監署可以俾一啲數字睇到咧。咁多年咧，每年都蝕幾億咁嘅 premium 去生存，咁佢可能有其他方式，譬如所以話 cross subsidy 去維持嗰個經營嘅環境啦。但係睇到一樣嘢就係話，其實咧嗰個競爭係非常劇烈嘅，因為嗰個競爭嘅精神咧永遠都喺度嘅，就完全冇話失咗個競爭嘅意義喺度。但係最好重要咧，其實我覺得咧頭先位講就講得好啱， 基本上可能是一個營商的手法，一些資料的披露方面呢，有些地方是有待改善，這方面我們承認的。我相信呢，這麼多公司來說，現在在這方面呢都做了很多功夫，甚至呢我們都會積極跟消委會呢在這方面做多些工作的。那譬如另一方面呢，我們最重要的一件事是保障消費者的 權益。那現在其中一件事呢，我想講講受騙方面呢，以前很多公司被人感覺呢就是說去銷售一個產品，就是去推售產品。但現在來說呢，我們很鼓勵一些公司的 agent 呢，去銷售之前呢去做一個所謂 needs analysis， 就是說去分析他需要在哪裡，然後才做一 個建議，他買什麼產品，買多大的保額。所以這方面呢都是一個方式呢，去令到消費者有足夠的資料，足夠的各方面的因素去考慮之後呢去做決定的。所以來說呢，我想講一件事，就是說現在今天所講的課題呢，是要去講個怎樣去促進個經濟發展。在這方面呢，市場那個所謂現在來講，特別是保險市場來講的行業呢，個競爭呢大家看到是非常之劇烈的，完全沒有一個所謂違反競爭這個精神在這裡。我相信呢，反為呢如果有這個法例在這裡的話呢，令到行業在這方面呢是更加多的準則，去在一個更加有效的情況之下呢去進行競爭的。
多謝你，多謝你。
OK， time is running out， last two questions。
我想補充一句，不多謝，即回應，其實我都是保險行，不過但是我不想今天是即是變成一個保險的 forum。 我做了這行25年，人壽、一般保險和經紀人都做過。我只想回應一句，經紀人在香港絕對絕對有扮演到他的角色，但我同意有個別的情形是會出現有些可能有一些不是很好的經驗，但是我不能夠不代表我冇權代表，以我25年喺18年保險經紀人的經驗裏頭話俾你聽咧，就係佢扮演嘅角色係嗰啲保險公司，令到啲保險公司係非常之討厭我哋嘅啊。咁好，回應翻今日呢度嘅話題一句啫。我贊成係即係話跨即係 sector 嘅一個法例，但係我反為有興趣知道，即係有一啲譬如頭先提到嘅，當呢個法例出咗嚟嘅時候，帶到嘅一啲平時我哋真真正正擔心嘅問題，即係影響到我日常生活相當緊要嘅6蚊報紙，如果你賣5.5，你會俾人斬斷隻手嘅情形之下，嗰啲喺呢個咁嘅情形之下咧，即係會帶出一啲乜嘢問題咧咁樣。其實真真正正的法例在那個精神那裡要實際看香港的情形，要通過立法會的話，如果我們搞到這麼大規模 M&A 到現在拿下去，我肯定呢就在實際的政治因素情形之下通過這條條例都不知道拖多久，所以呢我會看就是我們快點有這條法例去處理其實大家都不提出來的但是每天都在想的問題。那些油價葉樹坤已經即係喊咁滯，話俾佢聽話，我冇一條法例咧，係即係可以叫佢哋咧係一定要提曬所有嘅資料出嚟嚇。呢、這個有記錄㗎啲電視嚇咁啊。咁咧就實際嘅情形，即係話如果你出現一個現象係中電買咗煤氣公司嘅時候，會出現點樣嘅情形咧？咁樣呢啲都係值得要考慮嘅問題。
係，多謝你。
好快回應，其實嗰、那個即係你好難叫我哋去即係去 forecast 呢個例出嚟之後咧，會唔會啲某個貨品嘅價格會改變咧？我諗呢個係一個好即係不現實嘅一個假設啦。但係我諗有法例之下咧，咁我哋可以咧就當然嗰、那個即係令我哋更加了解咩叫競爭，咩叫反競爭。咁通過一啲即係現實嘅案例咧嘅蒐集咧，就令我哋明白更加個市場咧應該點樣嘅運作。我諗係咁先再比較明智啲嘅即係 practical 嘅睇法。係。
Okay, last questions. Oh, that gentleman over there.
剛剛各位講者咧都會好關心呢個係競爭嘅成本。我哋可以睇睇全世界任何一個政府咧。係進行一項工程的投標咧，係有眾多嘅競爭，最後咧都係只係有一間公司能夠攞到呢個合約。咁到底呢個競爭成本係點樣咧？咁另外一方面咧，我哋睇睇所有嘅招聘廣告，假如間招聘一個職位而有好多人去競爭，最後一位成功，咁呢個競爭成本又會係點樣計算咧？我哋如何嚟到去減低呢個競爭成本嘅數字咧？現在全世界有65億嘅人口，咁每一日咧全世界幾多人去為咗嘅職業，為咗各方面去競爭咧？ 咁另外一方面咧，我哋可以去睇翻一下中國人講咗幾千年嘅説話：物競天擇，適者生存。另外一句説話就係話：掘蚌相爭，漁人得利。咁呢個係已經幾千年存在嘅可以思考嘅問題。世界上每一個人行緊路嘅時間，任何地方行路，室內室外，任何人行路都有一個相當程度嘅競爭。另外一方面，我哋睇下到底退休人士能唔能夠遠離競爭咧？我自己個人嘅偏見就係話，人嘅一生一世完全冇辦法去脱離競爭。咁我哋可唔可以有一啲更高明嘅思考咧？
多謝你嘅意見。多謝各位踴躍的提問和寶貴意見，我看到政府有些同事已經在這裡抄低了，所以我相信我一定會將這些意見全部都考慮進去。多謝大家今天來臨參加這個